drinking beer makes you Irish, I believe we're eligible to vote in Ireland. This is the perfect pour.
To the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to fun to people that like good beer. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt, and Mikey has a tail.
And I have a cat here. Is that a song reference?
If I had a tail, yes. That is a Queen's song. Queen's,
yes. Very good album, by the way. Next 90 minutes or so, we're just going to be hanging out with you and drinking some good beers, hopefully. Sometimes we just don't know.
Wow.
Uniques. Drinking some uniques if we're lucky. And talking about the beers we drank last week and some beers we're looking out for. And then the listeners call us and give us things to talk about as well. And we got some culture in there. We all jam it all in there. We like to jam it in.
Get all jammy.
I'm gonna get jammy this week. Episode 398. That's a lot, I guess. Before the show, I had opened up a tailgate beer from our listener Radar. Third Space Brewing, Baby Yo. It's a fuzzy little IPA. I think it's a light Baby Yoda reference. It's just a 3.9% hazy. And I was like, well, I know Nick's not going to care about this one, so I'll drink this one first.
Barely get you drunk.
It's a nice little beer. Good little start. Milwaukee, Wisconsin brewer is Third Space. What do you got there?
I believe
there?
It's pronounced Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. It's pronounced Milwaukee. What do you have there, Matt?
I went by everybody's favorite market that also has beer. Mm-hmm. And I noticed they had a bunch of the Moonrakers on the shelf. Maybe they had it last time I was there too, but this time
they got quite a few. They're just pricey. I usually pass them up just because they're pricey, but they're good beers. So.
Yeah. So I got a couple of those, and then next to it was liquid gravity, and those were extremely affordable.
Yeah, they're very reasonable and a good brewer.
However, I think I'm going to bring my own Pactex, you know, the little beer can holders, because the guy, like the very nice cashier, like, he was like, oh, we have boxes. And I was like, oh, no, don't worry. He was like, it's just going to go in a bag. But I saw him like transport the cans individually. And I was like, I should have just brought up. It's like they're laying around my house and work. And they're probably like shimming up a door somewhere. You know, should have just brought one and clicked my six cans in.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they like you to have that six pack because I got that too. One time I'm just like, I don't need the six pack thing, even though I got six. And the bagger was like, weren't there any of the six pack things back then? I was like, I'm all right. They're very concerned about how you making sure you have that six pack cardboard holder.
I wore it's my like, cargo shorts, bro.
Can I please have one pockets. Less thing?
Yeah.
Can I please have one less thing to throw out?
Yeah, because I have plenty of those at home. That's why I'm just like, I'm fine. My freaking recycle bin's full every week. I don't need to bring home more material.
How will they know you're supposed to save 10% without
that? I don't get it. They're not in the six-pack. What do you have, Nick?
I also, too, am starting with a light beer. Juice Cubed from Slice and Flatlands. It's a mild triple IPA coming at 10.1%.
Is that one of the Wazuk beers you had, or did you get that?
Yes, I believe this is Wazoo. Matt wasn't sure if it was him or you that shuffled it to my ration container.
I just dropped everything on Mike's porch. So however,
yeah, Nick got third helpings on that.
We got thirds.
You got filtered twice before. You got really filtered. Matt filtered it, and then I filtered it, and then you got what was left.
The only thing I know for sure is that I knew there was no way that you would end up at the double dry hopped Pliny. So that was one thing I called.
I felt bad, but still.
Did you though?
No. I don't regret. I regret nothing. I regrets nothing. Take it easy, Discord. I had to shut the Discord notifications off on my phone. It was like they're going crazy over there. On the Discord, Perfect Pour Discord.
What are they saying? Are they talking about us?
There's so many channels. Shut!
There's a poll up right now. Like which host sucks more?
Ah. And I'm not sleeping tonight. Thanks a lot.
We should shout out Scotty91.
Shout out
Radar Kent Laurie. Just because they're zooming right now and they're like, hey, can we join in? And I was like, well, Mikey invites us on Skype and that's Zoom. And I was like, I don't know how those two things would I don't know if they mesh. I don't think it's possible.
We don't need a bunch of randos here. This is episode 398. Okay. We want some drunks coming in. Acting like they know.
Are you still talking about them or the show?
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. All right, well, we're all loaded up and ready to... Culture. Who's got something? Nick. Nick.
I'm Discording.
I feel like the teacher, I was looking at which student looked like he was trying to avoid me. And I was like, oh, Nick's trying to avoid me. I'm calling on him.
So ABC, always make contact. Always be contacting.
Always be contacting.
Always be contacting. There is a beer spa in the Colorado.
I'm there.
Denver's Whittier neighborhood.
Does it have nude hot tubbing?
By yourself? Help. Yes.
You can always buy yourself. You can always
feel free to do whatever you want. Hot
tubbing by yourself all you want.
Mm-hmm. So you're not literally soaking in beer. What you are soaking in is beer ingredients, such as barley
and so forth,
and hops.
Oh,
yeah.
Can
so
you?
You're,
yeah.
Go ahead. Yes. Say,
can you I? Get a buzz from soaking in beer ingredients?
Not ingredients. No, there's no alcohol in ingredients. You have, this is pre-fermented ingredients, sir.
Boring.
You could come out smelling like breakfast, like a big old bowl of oatmeal. You may enjoy a beer while you're soaking in beer ingredients and therefore have a buzz when you're done.
Woo! Buzz! Well, another thing to add to the list. I wonder if Colin and Janine have gone to this.
I don't know. But yeah, it opened in February, so maybe by now they've been by. Maybe
they're booking.
Checked it out. At least drink beer there. You could at least drink beer. It is just a glorified tap room.
Oh, really? Do the people in the tap room get to watch the people in the spa? Is there a window?
Kind of people going to a beer spa, the kind of people you want to watch?
No. Is there a big window like those bars with the aquarium above the bar? Mm. There's just people in the spa, and you just watch them. Like, woo!
These really, masses of asses.
Really liking those barleys, huh?
Whole lot of truffle shuffle going on. You like those barleys, huh? Yeah, we could tell.
And there's always that one guy, Phil, you got to at least wear a towel.
Ah! Is that shorts and winter guy?
Yeah. That guy runs up Van Ness. I'm like, dude, you can wear a shirt. It doesn't really make a difference having one or not.
No. Everyone's got to see me shirtless running through.
So, you may relax.
Spa. Relaxing.
Massages. Have your own craft beer. I don't know. The picture they show looks like a pour yourself tap system.
Ah. Oh, so there's no specific mentions.
Mm. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. No.
Enjoy specific. Craft beer.
Yeah. Craft beer. Like Blue Moon. Michelob Ultra Hard Seltzer.
Ooh, what's your seltzer list like?
What kind of seltzers do you have on tap?
Just like this, there's like a catspiracy happening right now. I just see this black cat and Mikey's cat frame, and I'm like, I can't find mine. Maybe.
Is that my cat?
Ooh. Is that my cat, bro?
Your cat went through the screen. Yep, we're still recording distancy. Are they opening up? They're trying to get through education right now as far as vaccine goes. Are they opening up the food service yet, Matt?
Nope. CCBA is still trying to get the food requirement lifted, but in red tier, you can do about 25% of indoor capacity, but the county's still not hitting metrics. It was like cases strongly dropped, and then the last metric that needs to fall into place. It's like now, like it's been like 2% for the past 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's just now it's a slow fall. But
I've heard Mr. Hoggard saying he thinks it's going to take 2 more weeks to get down out of purple.
Yeah. But I've had friends that they were like a friend of mine was just like walked into a CVS to buy something and they're like, hey, get your vaccine yet? And they're like, no. And they're like, okay, come on back.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody around your age?
It was a friend and their parent. So.
Oh. Maybe. And yeah. So I just got to walk to the CVS and just looking for some ointment. Hey. Can I interest you in a vaccine?
But I've heard of that happening. Like if they have a certain amount of doses, yeah, and say
still got
like
some
each
left
vial for the each day. Vial does a certain amount, and you know if they don't have enough people sign up, I've heard of that happening.
Mm-hmm. When they first came out, you know, the temperature was very critical. I don't think that it's so much anymore, but if they knew they were going to throw the dose away at the end of the day, you could, if you happen to be at the right place at the right time, you could go ahead and get it, even though it's not your time. They did say, don't waste them. You know, they said, please save them for those who need it, but also don't be silly and waste it just because nobody was there. over 75.
Nutter Butters or Swiss cake rolls? Sir, did you get your vaccine? What?
Just want some Little Debbie's.
Man. I know, man. Sounds kind of questionable. I mean, it's just somebody in the CVS, like, at the end of the aisle going, hey, bud, how about a little vaccine over here, huh?
It's sugar water. It won't hurt you. He thinks he's getting the vaccine.
Look at this That'll guy.
Be 350.
Is that prank, not prank anchors, but there's that show of those group of guys that prank, that do the pranks.
Yeah.
This guy's going to walk around thinking he's been vaccinated. What else, Nick?
I don't think I've bought any beer swag in the last year.
Yeah.
Because I am not out to buy it, nor am I out to be seen in it.
If I can't be seen in it, I don't want it.
Yeah.
So you just have the same pair of sweatpants just holding on for dear life?
Yeah, I'm rocking 2019 same wardrobe still.
2016 Tioga Sequoia sweatpants. Butterfield sweatpants.
Mm-hmm. Going to eBay right now.
Vintage.
Check out, see what's available from Butterfields.
Butterfields. I'll bet you there's some shirts out there.
Probably some coasters or knickknacks like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Matt called the top three items for sale. Coasters from Butterfields.
How much does a coaster run you?
Let's see. You get the anniversary coaster for $9.95 at the buy it now price.
Can I get in a bidding war?
Everyday man's. Oh, what? A bidding war?
Yeah. Is anyone bidding on that right now? Can we outbid him?
No, but it's buy it now only, sir.
Oh, it's only exciting if I can bid.
The regular everyday working man's Butterfield coaster is $12.
Is that Matt's eBay store?
Yes, this is Matt's.
Tioga Sequoia merch.
You could get a Golden 99 Ale t-shirt for $4.25.
Cool.
You could get a Barrel House Brewing Company sticker for $4. What? Have you guys ever heard of Night Monster Brewing Company?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have?
You can get their sticker on eBay for $4.
Our old friend, Adrian. I believe that was the name of his place.
Oh.
Or soon to be, or future. But yeah, that was the thing.
Well, somehow this sticker ended up in Rochester, Washington. You could have it for $4. There's your eBay Fresno right. Beer Swag update.
Oh, it's all old stuff.
Yeah, nothing new. Butterfield's matchbook. Oh, Bulldog Brewing. Mikey, you want some Old Fig Brewing?
Oh, I might be interested, yeah.
Bulldog Fresno's Brewing. Finest. Bulldog Brewing Company.
I remember that place. Love that place.
706 West Shaw Avenue.
So all you listener, you can, whatever town you're in, start going on eBay and looking for some old vintage swag from your town. Look for some rock bottom swag.
Yeah. That's big ticket item. Looking out for this week is a classic. Deschutes Brewing Company. Remember them?
I love gold.
Hey, I get that Deschutes, the porter, all the time for somebody else here.
Porter. Royal Fresh Imperial IPA. 9% Cascade, Citra, Mosaic, Centennial, Amarillo, Eldorado, and Cashmere.
I just opened up one Wazoo Corvette donated beer from Slice Beer Company, Hippie Cabbage. This was a looking out for West Coast Triple IPA. Beer. It's a tippa.
Triple bro. We're triple bros.
I love gold.
This is very vegetal. Wow. Hides the triple pretty well.
In Russia, triple hides you.
From Faction Brewing Company in collaboration with Wondrous Brewing Company. It's a saying which I don't know if I know the backstory to it, but it's all going to feed the meter. It's an American pale ale featuring Mosaic, Centennial, and Amarillo. There's bark pilsner, GNO, and unmalted wheat. So it's probably going to be hazy. Any guesses on the ABV, guys?
7.5.
Ooh, damn.
American pale.
Oh, shit.
I went high. We're listening. 6.1.
Well, you both overguessed.
Damn.
5.9.
4.2. 4.25.
Closest without going over is the brother, 5.6% ABV.
I knew there was a six in there. I'm sensing a six.
Maybe it's not hazy.
Maybe it's not.
Well, it said wheat, but yeah. Maybe the unmalted part of it is just a categorization, not the clarity of it.
Hazy pale. Hazy sesh. Oh. All right. What about this one? What about a hazy IPA with coffee? Are you guys into that?
Maybe.
A little bit.
Rescue Brewing Haze Against the Machine with Coffee. Aha!
For the name, I would have to.
Okay.
There has to be like 800 Haze Against the Machine.
All of them. Oh, yeah, there's quite a bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Double Haze Against the Machine.
Wow.
Against the haze. Peach better have my money.
Peach better have my money. Is that...
Peach better have my money.
Hey, duty.
Do you have your tickets? No ticket. We have the tech. I don't know where this is taking me, but I'm liking these names. We have the technology. What does the world have against me?
What was that?
What does the world have against me?
What does the world haze against me?
Haze against me? Hell's Nut Imperial Hazelnut Brown. Stunk Mash. Let's have a siesta.
Okay.
Wow.
Sounds like a homebrew.
Homebrew. There you go. Look up one beer name, get suggested 12 others
not beer name
nearly related. It's our specialty.
That's okay.
I'm almost done with my triple. It's about to get jammy.
Nice. I'm looking forward to the second hour.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you got, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. Matt.
Oh, don't worry. I have many random thoughts throughout the episode.
Ramrod thoughts. Matty.
For me?
Matty?
For me?
This guy.
Left Hand Brewing has
Colorado.
If you get deeper into the article, they're re-announcing that they are going to be opening up in Denver. So last August, they announced a location in the former Liberati Brewing space.
It even goes
as far as to saying that they, you know, fresh coat of red paint, they put a sign on it.
This looked like shit.
There was like radio silence. But then it says, today the dream looks to finally come to fruition as the Longmost based brewery announced that the upcoming opening of their new tap room and restaurant, directly across from the Mission Ballroom in Denver's River North Art District.
Rhino. I know that. It's called Rhino.
Left Hand's 7,500 square foot facility will be part of the 14 acre mixed use project in Westfields North. That is not a word, development. WYNKOOP. Please, somebody from Colorado, call in. Let me know how I butchered that word. The tap room and restaurant will feature indoor and outdoor seating, a full kitchen, stages for pre- and post-show live music, private dining, and event spaces, and between 30 to 40 draft lines featuring both year-round and seasonal left-hand beers. Hopefully, at least four of those are dedicated to Nitro.
Nitro.
Hopefully.
Nitro. I remember Nitro.
Yeah. Let me get a Nitro beer. Have you had it on Nitro?
On Nitro?
Do they Nitro hazy IPAs?
Ooh. That'd be fluffy smooth.
The only unfortunate thing in this article, it says that there was some on-site brewing equipment, and it doesn't look like this is included. So it'll just be a heck of a big tap room.
Mine.
So happy to hear that Left Hand is still expanding or moving forward. And then this next article comes from San Diego Beer News, which it's one of those that must be slow week in the beer world, because this article is about a brewery called New Motion, and they focus on hard alternative beverages, and which includes kombucha sparkling tea, and hard seltzer. So there we go.
All the hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make it hard.
So that there were several.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, triple IPA.
Ooh, yeah. Hold my boat.
Let's see, their brewers have experience in all that. says, while we're still brewing hard kombucha in small batches at the brewery for the tasting room, we decided to focus on expanding our hard sparkling teas into the broad market due to the amazing reception we have had from the general public as well as our distributor. So it says, since opening in November, there's been a clear bestseller, the company's tasting room, which features 32 taps pouring New Motions beverages, as well as their sister branded Embolden Beer Co. ales and lagers. The standout is Pomegranate Unicorn, a hard sparkling tea brewed with green tea, pomegranate, blackberry, cinnamon, and vanilla.
Ooh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard lot. Sparkling tea.
Yes.
Okay.
So green tea, pomegranate, blackberries, cinnamon, and vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that could either be really awesome or spice rack.
So the other is Apricot Bliss, a hard sparkling white tea infused with apricots, strawberries, and orange peel. 5.5% alcohol by volume, and will be on store shelves in San Diego in single 16-ounce cans. So, once again, if you're at Whole Foods picking up lunch and they ask to check your ID, you probably picked up a hard tea.
It must have been the register telling the checker that, because they're probably not going to pick up on that otherwise.
I swear these all were pre-packed.
I've actually had...
In Russia, beer cards you.
I can't remember the exact terms, but there was somebody that, like, they were legitimately getting lunch, and they picked up, like, a kombucha, and even though it was considered non-alcoholic, they still checked their ID because it could have, like, you know, fractions of alcohol. So they're like, well,
what you up to? What you up to with your kombu? Hard kombus, bro.
This is hard.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's beer out there that I'm looking for, and I'm sure there's more news in the world. I feel like I had three tabs open before the show, but there was only two.
Notebooks, guys. Get notebooks again. Get back into notebooking.
No, I never had news stories.
Technology.
It was probably 200 episodes ago that I would have news stories in my notebook.
Wow. You just have to go back to the archives.
Gotta go back.
Marty.
You got it.
Why do we become assholes or something?
No, it's your kids, Marty. They're in the hard kombus.
They're in the hard kombus.
What, Doc?
That's worse than being an asshole, Doc.
In the future, we make everything hard.
Mikey, I'll tell you this. Maybe in the future we start taking notes again. Yes, but yes, we can't know. We can't know because we don't want to change the future.
We want
to let it happen organic.
All right.
Maybe it will. Maybe it will.
Create the paradox.
Marty, invest in hard ciders and hard...
All the booch.
Tonic water and hard kombu. What?
If it sparkles, invest in it.
They're going to turn every drink hard. Where's my hard Diet Cokes?
Oh, they probably exist.
Well, I mean, I guess I can make a rum and Coke, Diet Coke, but I want to be able to buy it.
I mean, there's hard sodas, but... There is hard sodas out in the world, but I don't know if there's one that would qualify as a diet soda. So
yeah,
that's one of these.
I want to get fucked up and zero calories.
That's called vodka, sir.
Oh, okay. Vodka.
Why not drink vodka?
I'm just going to throw out. So are we good, Matt? We
yes.
All right.
Oh, this just in. I don't have anything else.
Oh, yeah. Breaking news. I have no news.
Breaking news.
You notice how the news stations use breaking news now for everything? It just says breaking news for a regular news. It's breaking. Everything's breaking news. Just throwing that on there. Old man rant.
But that's a thing though. It's we're no longer limited to the, you know, the 8, the 12, the 2 and 6 and 10 p.m. time slots. Now it's
For once I want one of the tickers to just say news.
News.
Instead of breaking news.
We planned this news.
Here's some news.
All right. Now we'll stay tuned. We're going to have podcasts later.
Podcast.
We're going to have voicemails later. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Later coming up soon. We got plenty of voicemails. I'm just going to throw out some looking out for's. Barrel Brothers. They have a Only Cans beer, and it's all the OnlyFans font and logo and everything.
No.
But it just says Only Cans, the beer name.
Only Cans.
So I'm okay. I'm not dreaming. I did come across that.
Yeah, you saw it. Well, I assume it's real. It looked real when I was.
No, it probably is.
Barrel Brothers. Where's Barrel Brothers? They're California, right? I don't know. One that Chew at us at was a Bitburger and Sierra Nevada collab, the triple hopped lager. And it's in this shrink wrap, like it looks like a 3-pack shrink wrap or something.
Oh no.
They're doing it. I'll get in on that.
They're doing it.
Bottle Logic Brewing has it. This one was from the Fontana Gym. One called Second Breakfast. It's yes. A Lord of the Rings series beer. And it is an Imperial Pastry Brown Ale, an IPBA. We talk about how brown ales are almost dead. That it's nice that Bottle Logic's having an Imperial Brown Pastry Brown Ale. It's got smoky bacon and maple syrup molasses.
Nope.
Oh,
that's all I can say.
What, Nick? Would you not want this? An Imperial Brown, maple smoky bacon brown ale?
You keep leaving a word out.
That's way too much going on. Okay. If you stopped at Imperial Brown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mikey, you should only just say the word pastry and then move on with your life.
I can't think of an Imperial Brown I've had. Can you think of just a straight up Imperial Brown? Crickets.
It had to be at least 10 years ago.
Back before the podcast. Back in the.
But yes, an Imperial Brown ale exists. It was like stone or. So it was a. Yes. I will research this. But yes, an Imperial Brown exists.
All right.
Maybe Ballast Point.
All right. We'll see. You keep researching. Society in Modern Times have come together to make Banish Madness, a hazy double IPA with cashmere, citra, and strata. Maybe that will come here to the market and we can get some sort of society beer. Carton Brewing, I just bring it up Carton Brewing because we haven't talked about them for a long time. New Jersey's Carton Brewing, my favorite New Jersey brewer. One called Echo Chamber. I think it's Echo Chamber. New England IPA with Citra, Equinox, and Galaxy. And that's all I'm doing this week because I know we've got a strong voicemail strong voicemail week this week. So I want to get to it.
Okay, really quick, we have Imperial Mutt Brown from Stone Brewing.
Forgot about that one.
We have Bravo from Firestone Walker.
Yep.
And we have...
There's two more.
Sumatra Mountain from Founders. That sounds like a coffee brown. Two more.
Pretty sure that you guys have had.
Okay.
Barrel aged Yeti? No.
Mm-mm. Yeti's not brown, is it?
No, I know one of them pictures, Mikey's had for sure.
For sure, bro. For
sure.
Local? Is it local?
I'm not seeing anything.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Indian Brown Ale from Dog Head Craft Brewery in Delaware. Dogfish Head, sorry.
I was like,
dog
whoa.
Dog Craft Head.
Dog Head.
Dog Craft. Is that so? Yeah. Which I'm pretty sure we've all had that maybe 12 years ago, 10 years ago. But here's the one that I know all of you, this was a label buy.
It's me, label. Sam Colagioni from Dogfish Head. I know you guys about that.
Wilco Tango Foxtrot.
Oh.
Yep. There you go.
I remember that brewery. Whatever happened to those guys? Lagunas.
They sold out like the Grateful Dead.
They sold out, man. They started playing arena shows, and I was like, fuck those guys. Well, I'm glad we figured that out.
Okay. Moving on.
Hey,
real quick, beer names that miss the mark from Rogue, Double Brown Throwdown, Imperial Brown Ale.
Nice try.
Nice try.
That was like their first, they're trying to come up with names, and that was like the first one. I was like, how about Double Brown Throwdown? They're like, yeah, all right, let's circle back to that one. And then nobody could come up with shit. So there's like, well, I guess we're just going at that.
Sounds like a post-hardcore song title.
Well, you can get on the show. Your voice can be on the show and you can listen to it and go, yes, I love my voice. 559-492-0542. That is a 24/7 voicemail line that just, you can call that number and it just goes straight to voicemail and you can do whatever you got to do on there. Just know that we're going to play it. And yeah, those are the rules. Them's the rules. You can also just record something yourself on the phone, like your own 3-minute podcast, or just record a question and email that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to start off with the old school voicemail line. And we've got some voicemailers, and it's going to sound like this.
Hey, guys. It's your old friend, Paul from Fairfax.
Hi, Paul.
Just calling to tell you that this past week's episode was just so lovely.
Was?
It kind of reminded me of the old days. I love sound like the ours. Tangents. I love the
I think he's talking about the beers.
You know what I think I love about it? It just reminds me of what getting together with friends and drinking beer is like. And I remember way back several years ago, you guys kind of put it out to listeners like, hey, what do you like better? Do you want us to stay on point more? And it seemed like it was a 50-50 thing. But you guys got pretty good at keeping it really tight, keeping the format together. And that's all good and well. But I like the loosey-goosey thing. It felt fun, and I found myself laughing quite a bit and loving every minute of it. And it felt hopeful for the first time in about a year, as does the rest of the world. Anyway, I just wanted to share that and say keep up that kind of good work. Obviously, you can't force tangents. You can't force the freewheeling spirit, but I love it. So for me, guys, keep it up. I love you to death. Cheers.
Thank you,
Paul. I mean,
I like hearing
if you want us to do like an audio step-by-step demonstration of like how to adjust the valves on a Volkswagen, we could just
that's no,
we can make that happen. Nobody wants right that.
Now. It's got to be organic, man.
Zungeful. See, what I heard is let Nick drink more triple IPAs. That's basically
all right. I mean, and from a certain point of view, that's correct.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Hey, fellas. Appreciate that. How's it going? It's Jay here.
What's up, Jay?
Cracked a can of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
I've heard of that beer.
The most perfect beer ever made. And munching on some pork rinds.
So, that's been a pairing. Been a lot of
talk on the Zooms lately about these microwavable pork rinds from Lowry's.
Microwavable?
Hot and spicy flavor on these ones.
Lowry's.
Really good. Nothing better than munch on. Got me thinking about, I used to go to bars, breweries, whatever, and they'd always, most places you'd
never put something
out and munch on. Either some peanuts or some popcorn to munch on, or, maybe some chips and salsa. Or, if you're one of those people that live in California or Colorado, you partake of a little something else other than beer, you get the munchies and look for stuff to munch on. And obviously you guys and Lou, well, when you're in the garage and Louie's there, you're munching on some of them saltines and just thinking about snacks and wanting to go back and wondering what you guys like to munch on when you go to the brewery or whatever. Other than that, just nothing much happening, getting close to being able to really go back to normal. So got to start thinking about the breweries. What are you going to munch on when you go back?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to munch on? What are you munching on while you're home? Other than saltines.
Richard, put that gun down.
Want to say thanks for everything you guys do. Keeping us company while we're at work or driving or whatever. So, I'll check you later. Munch.
Check you later, dude.
He's from Munch.
Munch.
Jay's from Munch.
I already built my top five.
Top five brewery snack foods. Number five.
Depending on location. At my personal home, Cheez-It Party Mix.
Cheez-It Party Mix. Number five.
Salty, it's goodness. Spokeasy used to do chip and salsa sundaes, which was really good. The Tower Market.
Number four, chips and salsa. Number three.
Couldn't be good. It couldn't be better. Parents' house or family gatherings of the sort. The charcuterie boards.
Mm-hmm. Cheese.
Meat, cheese, and, there'd be some grapes, some almonds, and some other goodies in there, too.
Number two.
Going out to various establishments that have reputable hummus, that's always a good choice.
Hummus. Number one.
Not necessarily all out of order. Yes, it's you are out of order.
You're listening to Out of Order.
I guess I forgot the last one.
Out of order.
What's your number one brewery snack food? Out the mouth.
I guess it's kind of mentioned I do miss being in the studio and having saltines. Every once in a great while, we would mix it up. There was some times where we had actually some pita kebab hummus.
Ooh. Yeah. You can count on one hand that one.
Then the producer made us something sort of dippable.
She makes like a cream cheese and raspberry dip. That may be the one you're referencing.
Yep.
That one's pretty good. We used to have a taco assistant. How's that for a snack while you're drinking beer? Tacos.
Full tacos?
Yep.
I'll take it.
A little snack.
I know Mikey, some regular Lay's chips and some French onion dip.
No, well, they got to be Ruffles, not regular Lay's. You think they don't hold up? Well,
yeah.
Regular Lay's can't, they'll die. They'll die in a dip.
They can be Ruffles, but I just mean like some potato chips, a little bit of salt on them.
Correct. Dipping chips and brown French onion dip. I'm all about it. I'll do that all day. That's probably my number one, but you're not going to find that in the brewery. Nobody's going to do that in the brewery. I don't think I want brewery sour cream. I don't know what's, who knows how long that sour cream's been out.
Getting a little room temp for too long.
We need more special sauce. Go put some mayonnaise in the sun. Simpsons quote.
I'm big on snacks at home. When I'm out in a brewery, I don't care about it. When I'm in a restaurant that I'm drinking at, then I'll get like the hummus or the salsa or whatever. But if I'm just in a tap room, I don't think about snacks so much. But if there's a taco truck, I'm getting on that.
Ooh.
But at home, crackers.
You're like, I don't want to talk about it.
Nick's number one, Nick. What's your number one snack with beer?
Pita chips and hummus.
There it is. Da 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 da.
Yep.
So I was the guy that would get the pita kebab hummus, but I would also get their French fries. And they wouldn't always sell them together. Sometimes they're like, you can't do that. And it was like, but can you sell me an order of French fries, an order of hummus, and not give me the chips? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, that's what I'll have. They have really good French fries. They have really good hummus. Boom.
Combo.
Thanks, Jay.
Hey guys, it's Hoppy Libations, and I'm car washing.
Car wash. This is a trend. Look what she's done.
I haven't called in, and I am super sorry for that. I have been doing all sorts of things on top of having a new job, and oh my gosh, it's so weird watching this all happen and trying to talk to you guys and make a coherent voicemail. But
look
anyway,
at you done, Jay.
My the job colors. That I've been at for a while now is going along great, and I have so many awesome plans in the works, and one of those plans is that I'm going to Denver. I'm going to be meeting up with Colin and Janine, and I'm taking it as a family trip. I'm going to see some family, but I did make sure to save one awesome night in Denver to hang out and have to get it.
One awesome night in Denver with Colin and Janine.
That, go to the new left hand.
I've been listening still, and I just don't care very much. I know I'm so bad at that. This week is actually Tampa Bay Beer Week, and
TV.
I gave up gluten.
Well,
I haven't had a beer since about Valentine's Day. But I had to make a special exception today because it's Tampa Bay Beer Week. And so I went to the one, the only, Willard.
I had a beer
with my bartender, and it was great. And I was super happy. So that was the one beer that I did. Aside from that, I'm going to be beer free until Easter, and then I will ramp up and get ready for my time with Colin and Janine in Denver. And with that,
you better get your ATL up.
And I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much, guys, and keep up the good work. Bye. Bye.
You got to get your alcohol tolerance level up if you're going to be hanging with Colin and Janine. Your ATL. Get that ATL. Work on your ATL. You can't just show up in Colorado and haven't been drinking. You're gonna get messed up, man.
So, I'm sorry. That just spiked a whole new tangent. Brother.
What?
Question for you.
Not looking at Volkswagens on Instagram.
So hey, pretty soon it. Here, Disney's going to be able to open in California to 15%.
Ooh.
And I'm seeing a lot of buzz about Disney in Florida being opening.
Oh, nobody cares.
For a sec.
What happened?
Uh-oh. Okay, whatever you said.
Something happened to our Skype feed, guys. I'm just letting you know.
Disney in Florida is also seems to be open.
Disney World.
Have you heard any rumors of possibility of some Disney visits coming this
Disneyland
2021 season? World or land?
Personally, well, so Disneyland said, "Hey, we're going to be open in April," and then they said, "Well, maybe not April." Well, I'm not sure. We're not opposed to a Florida Disney World trip.
Yeah.
Obviously, Disneyland would be better.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Getting into Disneyland with only 15% capacity. Oh, my God. Right. And all the rides working? Right? Oh, my God. That would be a dream. That's heaven.
So that's the catch.
Exactly.
Rides that have extended amounts of time indoors are technically going to be closed. Oh. So I don't know what exactly is going to be.
Pirates, that would hurt. Pirates.
So no pirates.
Haunted Mansion pirates.
Cars ride? Yeah. What used to be Autotopia or whatever.
I don't care about Disneyland California. I'm in Disneyland proper, bro.
Yeah, Big Thunder Mountain all day long.
It's going to be a give and take.
Thunder Mountain.
You could be
the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Yep.
That's what he says, Mike. Yeah.
So keep us updated. Let us know if you end up having Disneyland plans in the near.
Yeah, I believe that Wednesday will be canceled if I do. I mean Friday.
Near to distant future.
Friday.
If you can get vaxxed up. I ain't going anywhere until I get vaxxed up, bro.
Oh, I will take a chance and
get my vaccine. Like, I'll die for this Disneyland. 50% capacity Disneyland. I'll die on this hill.
That's right. If I gotta go, I'll be frozen next to Walt Disney.
I'll be haunting that little house in the front like Walt. Me and Walt will be in the house. Ooh! Hey, Walt, let's look out the window. He's like, I've been doing that for like 50 years. I'm so bored. Oh, I'm going to do it.
Flicker the light again. Flicker the light again.
He's like, it's so boring.
Let him know you're here. Look, they're taking selfies.
I'm going to show this can to the brothers, or, you know, Mikey, Nick. They're our podcast brothers. See
podcast
if they can
brothers.
Recognize.
Oh, yeah, I already it had it. It's
what? Had it. I'm going to throw it away. It was the last can on the shelf.
Pails.
I love gold. What do you got there? Liquid gravity. Pail from the crypt.
I have from liquid gravity. Pail from the crypt.
Oh, nice.
Not to be confused with anything else.
Confused with any other. Pails from the crypt. Well, that was all our call-in voicemail line calls. I'm liking the car wash trend, because it is a kind of a
car wash.
I don't know if that was
downtime.
Chew your beer's like thought process, but it's like a perfect time to like you're in the car wash and it's just a perfect time to get a voicemail out and be done right before you have to get out of there.
I love that sounds gold. So bad. So what you're saying? Because people aren't going into BevMo parking lots now, they have to call us from the car wash.
Parking lot report. Now
you go, Paul.
Now Paul's got to come up with a car wash song. We haven't heard a new Paul song in a while. I'm just saying.
Paul, I want to know: did she upgrade to the tire shine or the?
Oh, yeah, is that like? Did she go all the way with that?
No, she. She went on a Monday through Wednesday, so she got a dollar off.
Dollar off. $1.
Would you guys, so do you guys trust guy? That? Do you guys, you guys are car guys. You've got vintage cars. Do you trust those things with your vintage cars?
So I'm the cheap guy that's like, I have tire shine at home. I have window cleaner at home. So I get the basic wash and I'll shine the tires at home. I'll still do the car.
Hey, I'll do that at home. The guy with the brush at the beginning is all brushing. He's like, hey, I'll do that at home. Hey, I'll do that at home. Hey, sorry, sir. I'm just doing my job.
I'm not bragging, I promise, but my truck doesn't fit in the car wash.
Man, and the so much innuendo in this episode. What the hell is going on?
And the Impala is just way too damn low to get over the rail that guides the tires to.
You tried shifting it.
I couldn't go if I wanted reverse? To. I could not go if I wanted to.
Wait, does this mean that you tried it once and had a big failure? Or you just
do a 3-point turn with traffic behind me.
Nice. Did everybody have to like, everyone back up? This fucking yacht's trying to go through. Like, what's it?
Why did this guy stop? Why is his backup lights on? And then I do the nudge, you know, where you kind of bump your back in, make it, you know.
Like, hey, bud, I'm trying to do something here.
Backing up.
Wake up.
Yeah. Huh? And on the way out,
this fucking asshole. I had to
take the curb to make the corner. Not a good day.
That's pretty skilled to get out of that. I didn't think that's possible. I thought you're just gonna have to go through it. You have to go over the curbs or something.
4x.
Yep.
You might be able to make it through the one on the Fig Garden Loop then. That's a little less aggressive.
The Herndon West jacks I can make it through.
The 100% hand car wash jacks.
Mm-hmm. What about that newest Chevron one, Herndon and was it not Milburn, but over there across from Sierra Sky Park?
Yeah, I haven't tried that one yet either. I'll have to try that one. That's very in and out, straightforward.
Car wash talk. Welcome to Car Wash Podcast, new on the Dorktown Network.
The Pinedale wash yourself car wash,
and 90% of our listeners are like, they're like, my Subaru and or Dodge Caravan have no problems going through the car wash.
Yes, that's true. If you have a normal car, you're fine.
I don't ever go through this. Perfectly
fine car washes.
The producer does. I don't ever.
You don't take your Ford Ranger through there?
No.
The light bar is done.
No, dude, it's vintage, man. That's vintage. It's gonna mess up my vintage paint job.
You fall under the category. It's like if older than 4 years old, not responsible.
Yeah, that's all not responsible for them.
Oh, man.
Sir, we've scrubbed for 20 minutes and these 805 stickers still won't come off.
Keep scrubbing. I'm off 805, man.
I'm sorry, sir. We tried. We gave it all we had.
I'm off golden ales. I hate golden ales.
We used the blue foam. We used the pink foam. Even the green foam, sir. It wouldn't take it off.
What a little treat you be here, and guess what I'm making?
What
you? I'm making bacon, Holmes. Ooh. Check it out, Holmes. Last week, March 5th, was my birthday.
Is that on the Traeger?
Turned 45. The big ass 4-5. It was fun. It was perfect. It was a blast. Turning 45 was very easy, homie. You just wake up and boom, you're 45 years old. Eh? So check it out, Holmes.
Good to know.
I got to get my hands on a lot of good beers for some reason, homie. It's like the beer gods were backing me up, Holmes, and surprising me. I ended up getting some Russian River, some Pliny, Blind Pig, Mind Circus, also some Moxa, delicious triple IPA, 3-ply.
Somebody must have gone to the market.
Also got my hands on some Sierra Nevada and Bitburger Lager Triple Dry Hop by Sierra Nevada, a collaboration. Got me a 6-pack. Ended up getting a free 6-pack over at the bottle shop. Speaking about the bottle shop, I also got to meet up with Ants and Robin, homie. So they showed up. And guess what? Because of them, I got my hands on some Monkish. I said, never had Monkish. Yay. I got 2 cans of Monkish and 2 cans of King's Brewery, homie. So it's like just beers, like whales and whales of beers just popping up, homie. And then today, I get a box in the mail. And that box has Fieldworks, Holmes. So I got 3 cans of Fieldworks, 2 cans of Tioga Sequoia, one of my favorite breweries, 19-ounce cans of is General Sherman. And then the other one is a cap, homie. So I got that what is it, a triple pale or some shit like that, Imperial Pale, I'm not sure. That's in the fridge, getting nice and chill for me. But just an amazing array of beers. I also ended up getting a Jester King double dry hopped, I think it's called Tongue Slash or something like that. That beer was amazing, Holmes. That was a great find over at the Glendale Tap. You could buy cans there. Just off the hook, homie. Birthday beers were amazing, homie. Everything was perfect. That's it. What else can I say? Shush! Like, dogs are going crazy because they smell the bacon. Other than that, homie, is chew your beer and drink easy, homie. Oh, and Fontana, I'm not doing the contest, homie. You can't compete with Wazoo. Ahí te guacho. Peace out.
Peace out, Chew. Happy birthday again. Happy birthday. Glad Chew got plenty of good beers. Having a good time.
Chew, some advice is if you're going to be cooking bacon in your car in the car wash, make sure your windows are up. Water and grease do not mix. Just be careful of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Chew, don't mix that water.
Radar here. How you munchheads doing?
What's up, Radar?
Hope you're enjoying the Wisco beers I sent you.
I am. They're not.
Microwavable pork rinds. Chicharrones.
At the moment, what's going on with the microwave pork rinds?
By the way, everyone should join the Zooms on Friday. Very friendly, lots of good people. Much love there on the Fridays. Chew your beer. Don't be afraid to show your face and come munch for a bit. We miss you. Munch. Well, it's been fun. Keep up the good work, guys. Wisconsin.
Thanks, Radar. Of the beers. Friday night, every Friday night, you get an online family of perfect pour listeners. They get together on Zoom and just hang out and drink. Somebody inevitably passes out, just falls asleep, and then that person gets made fun of.
Scotty 91 got
Scotty Knight last week. Scotty 91 got it.
We were talking about this. So I joined in last week, and there was one of the guys, he like turned off the mic, turned off the camera, and we all just assume he fell asleep. I forget who it was at this point. So there was a point in the evening where Scotty 91 did the same thing, camera off, mic off. Somehow he woke up enough to turn on his camera and then nod back off. And so then it was just all of us assholes.
His subconscious wanted to watch the Zoom. His subconscious got him up enough to like was like, God, I really want to see what's going on in the Zoom. Let's
put this back on.
Put it back on. And then this the rest of him was like, oh, yep. Man.
So camera popped back on somehow, some way, some form. And then if you're in the forum, you see the aftermath of that.
I love it. I love it, bro. And we continue on voicemails. A lot of good voicemails this week.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo Corvette. Enjoy the background music here as I sit at Amalgamation Beer Company in the Fresno. Pulled in here and they had three of their own beers on tap and a bunch of guest taps. So the three beers of theirs I did try, all Imperial Porters. So Nick, get over here and try it. The waffle one, a little bit sweet. The vanilla one, not a lot of vanilla. And then just a plain porter. All tasty, solid porters. Don't let them get too warm. They started to get a little astringent at that point. But they also have a bunch of guest taps. And so I did pull into a Crow and Wolf out of Clovis Hazy IPA. It's tasty, which the taster led me to get in a pint. So I'm going to have to get out there and try them next time I'm around next month. Other than that, you know what, guys? It's just been work for me. I get to go out to the Wisconsin in a couple of weeks, maybe get to see Radar. And then we're going out there with my daughter to look at some universities. So we're going to hit Madison. We're going to hit Chicago, look at Northwestern, swing down into Indiana at Purdue, and then up into Michigan where I can see one of my good buddies in Detroit and probably have a few beers with him. So, there'll be some fun check-ins. Definitely going to try to swing through Three Floyds and grab some Pipeworks, get some New Glarus and other Wisconsin beers, and Great Lakes. And it'll just be a great trip. My daughter will have to deal with my beer antics. But that's all, guys. Keep up the good work. Appreciate all you do. And happy almost 400. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
I guess technically Fresno.
Technically, out on a technicality.
he timed that voicemail ending right to the guys doing the song ending. I don't even think he realized it, but he timed it perfectly. Way to go, Wazoo! Apparently, Amalgamation level. Brewing's got their Irish. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. Does St. Patrick's Day happen before the next episode? Is this our St. Patrick's Day week episode?
Yes.
We record on St. Patrick's
Day. Hi, St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Have a good, fun time. I've got some Irish in me.
By Tuesday.
Okay, right. I've got some Irish in me, so it's legal for me to celebrate. The producer is pretty much 100% Irish and Irish and Scott Irish. So, you know, we're an Irish.
That's not 100% then.
Yeah. She's like 100% Scott and 100% Irish. So it's like.
Oh, so she's 200%?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, my headphones are. Thanks, Wazoo. Just chilling in Fresno, going to Fresno places I've never been. Crow and Wolf, Amalgamation. I'm like, oh, that sounds like cool places. Maybe I'll go there.
I've been to all of those.
Right. I don't go anywhere. Once I get vaxxed, man, I'm going to party like it's 1999. But you could. Oh, yes. Podcast.
Ding, ding, ding. Welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, Sky91, and this is a special Zoom episode of Wrestling with Zoom. Beer, as I'm joined by Radar and Dopey. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What? So, I know I haven't called you guys in for a long, long time, and because hockey season has been crazy. But tonight, chilling on Wednesday night here, probably hours before you guys go, maybe live, not live. No, you do this on Fridays. You're not recording tonight.
Friday morning.
That doesn't happen. But
right now.
Yeah. Six for six. Yes. Another COVID test negative for me today, which is great news.
Good streak.
I'm coming for Brady. You got nothing on me, Brady. I could throw a Super Bowl trophy over a river across two boats, too. Maybe. But, yeah, drinking some Treehouse beers tonight for my most recent
there it is.
Porch drop from my friend from Mass. Had a Super Radiant, which was super peachy. And now I just cracked open a bottle of Imperial Milk Stout. What? Called The Universe Is Indifferent. 10.8%. What? So chilling with Radar and Nick here and drinking that and gold dust. It's delicious. Very sweet, very chocolatey. It says chocolate on the label about 27 times. And yeah,
just so you know, it's so, chocolate.
Yeah, hopefully gonna hit up some breweries this weekend. So watch out for that on the untaps. But until next time, guys, this is the Sky 91, and that's the bottom of the keg because the Sky 91 drank it. Break glass, exit.
He didn't have his sound effects with him, so he had to do it himself.
He storyboarded for us. I like it.
Wrestling with Beer. Better podcast than this one. Jeez. Oh, we got an email. You can also, thanks, Sky91. You can also email us. You don't have to leave a voicemail. This is Robin. Hey, guys, we're emailing. It's Atman and Robin. Just wanted to say hey and to say thank you very much for the birthday wishes. And thank you, Perfect Pour Community. It was really nice of everybody that sent Ant a message on Discord or was able to join on Zoom for his birthday. Also, thank you very much to Florida Steve for the gator. It was pretty cool, man. We also wanted to just add fun tidbit that the guys have their Zoom hats now, and we also have our official Zoom snacks. Mikey, you're always talking about your saltines that you share with Louie. Well, our latest Zoom snack, thanks to Radar, is microwavable chicken. Yeah, apparently this is the hot Zoom snack. It's become our favorite thing to munch on our Zooms. Thanks also to Matt for joining us the past couple of Fridays. It's super fun to have a celebrity in our midst.
Oh, boy.
Have a great week. Keep up the good work. Much love, Fontana. The ants. Aren't they super cool? Thanks, guys, for the email. And, we got an email, Trent. The Fontana Jim emailed. Hey, guys, no call this week. I went out to dine in a restaurant for the first time in a year. I only munched on a chicken sandwich for lunch because we went to AIC sushi restaurant for my birthday dinner. Anyway, scores below. I did them at 2:30, but saw that Junior was munching down on that lead that Wazoo got. So I scored it again. Wazoo is a beast, but he doesn't forget to add the BRU, pronounced brew, the brew score information in. Don't be a butt munch. Be sure to throw your serving size and your ABV in the comments. Remember, 15% bonus for Imperial IPAs in honor of PTY. Cheers. So this is the Fontana Gem, just, you know, his contest we've got going on this week. So the leader is Wazoo Corvette, has a brew score of 352 with 34 beers. The Fontana Gem is second with 277 score of 28 beers. Junior is third. D-Goats. Hey, what's up, D-Goats? Janine is in there. Scotty 91, Ants, Radar, Chew Your Beer, Pittsburgh Tom, J Hops Hunter, Jazz, Nick Colin, Kent are all in there competing, man. It's that Lister contest, bro. Oh, Matt, by the way, the Ants wanted to, you missed this, wanted to say thank you for being in the Zoom the past couple weeks. They're just made sure to give you a special shout out. Shout out. I need Chew to get back to doing the shout out show. He's getting lazy, man. I don't know what's going on with that guy. Boop, boop, boop. Thanks everyone for calling into the show or emailing us. We really appreciate the content and the whole Perfect Pour community. Thank you guys for doing what you do. Oh, this is the time where we try to pull up our untap and we look and we say, did we drink anything this week?
I love gold!
We've got a new beer entering the show. I think, Matt, you have a new one, right? Did I hear you open up one?
We already talked about it.
Oh, okay. I don't know, man. For an hour or two. I have opened up another one from Radar. It's, oh my gosh, it's fuck COVID hazy pale. It's from Ale Asylum. Where is Ale Asylum at? Let's see if I can figure this out. Nope, not gonna be able to figure it out. Ale Asylum's from somewhere not in California. No, Madison, Wisconsin. Wisconsin. It's a hazy pale. Oh, Midwestern all the way. Untap. We're on Untap. We use Untap like a lot of people do. Not everybody.
Hey, I remembered I have drops too.
Oh, okay. Good. That'll help. Matt, what did you drink this past week? Bearded Brewer 87.
The Bearded Brewer.
No, the Bearded Brewer 87.
I patronized the local Spokeasies. It's within spitting distance of my house. And they open up on Sundays at 11 o'clock, and I had beer. So I had a Raceway India Pale Ale from Pizza Port. I had a Pizza Pals, which is their pizza panini sandwich.
Panini!
And then I had a Hen House Double IPA after that. Also made it back out to Machine Head Brewing in Clovis. Had another down on the upside, and they also had a lager available.
Oh.
As forementioned, I've picked up some beers from everybody's favorite market. Hint, hint. From Liquid Gravity, I had a Mo Diggity. I've had the beers that were forementioned on this show. And let's see, Matt Whitney XPA. We all know about that beer. Been sipping on some of those. Now, and there was a Uba Dank in there. That's that. I know it's only 3 months into the year. I know it's only 3 months into the year, but that's been my.
It's only 3 months into the year. All right. Number one right now.
Oh, and I shouldn't forget, I don't want to upset Mikey, but I've also had Beach Retreat, which is an India Pale Ale.
How you get?
Pizza Port, Beechwood.
How you get?
Spoke Isse.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have Citraholic. Oh. But
they did you had raise? The did you raise a fuss? Did you raise a fuss?
Cause a commotion.
So actually, I did. So that.
Hey, where the fuck? Where?
Render a ruckus.
So I was on my way home, and they're now open later till 10 o'clock. And so I was able to order beer and pick it up on the way home. But that beer was not available on their online store. And I immediately was like, okay, they sold out. It's Beechwood. I get it. I go to pick up my order, and my right, you know, it was like my left eye was looking at the register, but my right eye looks to the cooler, and I was like, oh, you have that. Yoink. I was like, can I also buy this?
Like, no, man, we don't like to sell beer, but all right, for you, Matt, we'll do it.
I'm fine. I was already in the door picking up my 4-pack. I was okay with making it a 5-pack.
You need 5-pack holders.
He doesn't want to save 10%.
if you buy one more beer, you can save 10%. Fuck you. It's a scam, bro. Okay, geez, sorry, man. Just trying to save you 10%.
Don't try and rope me into your pyramid scheme.
Hey, man. I know you got your quotas, but don't. Hey, I'm in the industry, bro. Don't try to quota me. Well, that's a busy week you had, Matt.
Oh.
More? I mean, what else?
Sure.
What else? No, and then?
We're caught up.
All right. If you say so.
Other than that, I drink coffee on my front porch.
It's not very exciting. Bored coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking.
Hey, watch out. My sister got a new dog this week, so be careful.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heads up. New dog on the street. The Nick 80. What did you drink this week?
My truly unique was Galaxy Tactics from Urban Roots. Imperial IPA / hazy.
All right.
Other than that, I had a Happy Hops from Russian River.
Mm. Good choice.
Yeah. That was at the birthday party. I don't know if you had a sip of that, Matt.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I was there. Okay.
Yes. Had a Dirty Bastard from Founders.
Did not have that.
Tioga Sequoia's newest beer, Collins Hotel.
Oh,
Hotel
the Irish.
Collins. Hotel Collins.
Irish.
It has a Irish. The name has a Irish history. Fresno Irish history, right, Matt? Like the first first hotel that Irish immigrants would come to in Fresno. Is that, do I have that right?
Bar Hotel. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. A researching name there. Tioga.
Would you dare to say lineage? Is that a word?
Lineage, a man. Thing? Anything else, Nick?
And then my Tuesday night farmer's market outing included a General Sherman IPA.
Oh.
Mm.
They got that out there, huh?
Yeah, there's a restaurant out there that has patio dining and happy hour beers. And so we took advantage of both those situations.
Matt is displaying a black cat on his Skype display. Meow.
It's a boy with green eyes that's biting me in the wrist currently.
Nom, nom, nom.
Ow.
Cat's favorite snack is Matt.
Those are teeth. They hurt.
Is your cat a mostly indoor cat, Matt?
She is 98.5% indoors. Sometimes she gets a little too streets on us, and we're like, you could be an outdoor cat real quick. But yeah, we try to give her some outdoor time to let her get her zoomies out and, you know, chase the birds and the squirrels and that stuff.
Your neighbor, my sister, also has a black cat that is mostly inside that occasionally goes outside just for the hell of it.
I have no, it's not the same cat.
My sister's
cat. There's literally like, there's like three to four cats in this neighborhood. Portal. I question if they're all the same.
Cat portal between houses.
Portal.
My cat.
All right. The Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87. Follow them on tap. Comment on their check-in. Say, bro, what the hell? Lame check-in.
What the hell?
Lame.
What the damn hell?
What the damn hell? Let's see what I drank this week. Because I forget. Easy to forget. Ooh, I was very what the frick's the date? I was like, I'm going back too far there, guys. Going back to last week's Bincots. I think I started the week off with Unwind from Offshoot Beer Company. Pilsner.
Oh, wow.
Is a hoppy pils.
Where did you find that?
It was good. At the market. Where we find everything nowadays. My. Number one place, number one COVID location, the market. Location because of COVID, hopefully it's not the number one place for COVID. La Hazy.
Been looking for that.
Looking out for COVID. La Hazy River, Kern River Brewing Company's La Hazy River, a New England IPA. Pretty solid. I liked it. Bike Dog Brewing Company Without In. I've had it before and I had it again this week. It's a good beer. It's the one with the can with the circles and you look in to the can and you can just stare off infinitely. That Mount Whitney XPA. Had some more of that. Enjoyed that from Tioga Square Brewing Company. Had a 2x4 from Melvin Brewing Company is Imperial IPA, and I did not like it. I think I got an old can. The can wasn't dated, and I think it was old, so I held back, but it was bad. It was just like, I could not drink it. I drank it, tried to, and it ended up being a drain pour, but in Melvin's defense, or I guess maybe it's Melvin's fault. There wasn't any date on it, so I don't know what I was dealing with. I don't know if it was just a bad beer or if it was just old. Everyone, start dating your cans properly. God dang it. Anyway. And
you ship them upside down.
Ship them upside down. And one from Bike Dog Brewing Company called The Overtone. And it's a tribute beer they made for one of their fans, and it was Mulder. And now Metallica is here.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, you said 2x4, right?
2x4! Wow. Hip, hip.
And that's what I've been drinking. You can find me Dorktown on Untappd, Bearded Brewer 87, and the Nick 80.
What? Don't drag me into this.
Oh, you're in, dude. You're sucked in. You got to make it to 400 at least. Remember, episode 400 is coming. This coming week is their last week to get something in before 400. If I don't know, if you wanted to. What's happening now? The Friends theme song, but the extended version? What was that?
No, the brother brings up a very
500 miles.
No, stop. Stop
two
walking.
By four. 2x4, Metallica or Blind Melon? The brother posed the question.
Metallica.
Metallica?
Metallica. Metallica. That's my Metallica tribute band.
So that was a 95 album from Blind Melon. 96 of Metallica. So Blind Melon did it first.
Matt, you have some cheers.
I mean, cheers out to the Fontana Raceway Gym.
The Fontana Raceway this Sunday. This Sunday at the Fontana Gym Raceway.
And then I forget. We've had beverages, but... Did we talk about Chew last week, or
we talked about his birthday? No, yeah, we cheers them for his birthday.
Good, then you get nothing, sir. You get good
nothing. I want a hot dog. I want a hamburger. You'll get nothing and like it. Wow. Caddyshack reference.
Cheers out to people that are having birthdays.
Hey, if you're having a birthday, cheers, man. Enjoy that birthday.
All cheers per people that don't have birthdays. I don't
Ooh. Hey,
so this is the cutoff. This is the official cutoff because when this show posts, these were all pre-birthday or pre-COVID birthdays. So people that probably had normal parties where people gathered and they hung out.
Don't do it.
Anything after this, it's people that were repressed. And it's like, oh, yeah, we want to go to your birthday party, Mikey, but, we, you know, COVID and stuff.
Yeah, people are going to still use that excuse for like a few years. You know, COVID, Mikey. That was like 3 years ago, man. Yeah, well, playing it safe.
Playing it safe. It's in my nasal pharynx. You don't know.
You don't know. Well,
and it cheers out to all the Friday Zoomers. I know that they do. I know they do Wednesdays, Sundays, apparently Saturdays. They're
branching out to different evenings now.
It just starts Friday. Right, they didn't say when it ended. It just starts happening Friday.
Right now. I could be at a Mad Duck on a Sunday and join in.
Hey, bro, join in our Zoom.
All right. You know what? I'm going to see if I can.
Check the Zoom channel now. Oh. See if anyone's on there.
I'm going to check the Zoom channel.
Bring him in.
I'll see if I could bring him in real quick.
Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to Dave Renteria.
Oh, that guy.
This week.
I remember Dave.
Last week. Did. Yeah, remember him? Fellow bike rider and beer drinker.
That's a rider of bikes. Uh-oh.
Oh, I hear a
bubble.
It's me. He's trying to start trouble.
Wow. And always cheers to Wazoo for the ration of beers. That's amazing, the work he's doing out in the beer community.
Beering it up, frozen style. Matt, do you have some cheers? Matt, do you have some cheers since Nick's cheers?
Since 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Do you have some new cheers that you like to share with us? No? All right. Well, geez.
Cheers to my cat. She's loafing in the hallway. No Pete's. All loaf.
meow, meow. Cheers to our golden gods, as always. The golden gods, they donate money to the show. They give money to us, and we're like, thanks for that money, bro. And we, you know, we were able to get cocaine. We're able to get, we're able to pay for our bills of the show. So thank you guys. And our P.O. box, we have an address. You can send whatever you want to. I would like to see some postcards. I keep talking about it once in a while. Look at the bottom of the show notes.
Get some postcards.
There's an address.
Send us coasters. Just write.
Send us anything, man. Just send us something. I need to know that we're important, and I need mail. It's right there at the bottom. Look at it. It's an address you can send stuff to. Cheers to Chew Your Beer. Cheers to Matty Boy 90. Cheers to the Fontana Gym. Cheers to Jack's Lion 82. Cheers to Drinking in the Northwest. Cheers to BL Clark. And like said before, cheers to the Friday Night Get It crew. Everyone has a great time. The Perfect Pour community gets on Get It every Friday night and just hangs out. You can be part of that as well. You don't have to be a Golden God. Just look at the show notes. There's a link to our Discord channel that you can be a part of. And then in that Discord, on the logger, I know the regular people at least can get into the logger line. I'm still not sure like everyone can get into all the Discord channels, but I know they can get into the logger line. So, you know, at least put those details on the logger line for the Friday night. Get it. So just FYI. Wow. I'm all right. I'm all right, guys.
I'm all right,
everyone. What's going on with that Get It right now, Matt? Everyone in there? No one wants to get it?
I think everybody's
on a Friday morning. Everyone's at work Friday morning, man. No. Everyone, I hope you enjoy your weekend. Have a great time. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy it at your house or whatever, man. Whatever you're doing, enjoy it. Be safe about it. Have some fun. And next week will be 399. So last chance to wedge in your thoughts about what should happen for episode 400. All right. Be safe. Have fun.
Yeah. I'm here.
All right. I'm waiting for Nick. Be
I'm
safe.
Having some speedway. Have I'm fun. Having some speedway stout. I'm on the delay.
Oh.
Delayed.
I'm on a 10-minute delay.
That's right.
Nick's talking about stuff from 10 minutes ago. He's just still doing
you
his
guys know.
Being caught. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
Okay. Or?
Or what? Or don't check your dates.
Turn the can upside down.
Yeah. If it's a bad date, turn it upside down. Make a statement. Make a statement in the world. Right? Yeah. Let the world know you're here. Turn your can upside down.
All right, Mikey. Third stimulus is approved. What are you buying?
Stimulus. He said stimulus.